health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. An FDA advisory panel gives the green light to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for distribution in the U.S. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine passed a critical milestone Thursday when the panel of experts formally recommended that the Food and Drug Administration authorize the vaccine. The agency is likely to do so within days, giving healthcare workers and nursing home residents first priority to begin receiving the first shots early next week. The initial shipment of 6.4 million doses will leave warehouses within 24 hours of being cleared by the FDA. About half of those doses will be sent across the country, and the other half will be reserved for the initial recipients to receive their second dose about 3 weeks later. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A COVID-19 relief bill appears to have stalled in the Senate. Republicans are not willing to approve funds for certain cities and state governments, while Democrats say the GOP wants to give corporate immunity from lawsuits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says unemployment could get worse without an aid measure.
If you want to save jobs, if you want to make sure those numbers don't go up, we need PPP for small business, and we need state and local aid for our governments.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are getting in the way of a new relief package that could save jobs.
We should be doing everything we can to prevent layoffs, create jobs where possible, and race toward the vaccines that will end this nightmare. While Democrats hold the Paycheck Protection Program hostage over controversial state government bailouts, family businesses are closing their doors.
A Senate vote on a wide-ranging defense policy bill is being delayed by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. The Republican objects to a provision in the bill that would limit President Trump's ability to draw down U.S. troops from Afghanistan and Germany. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 69 points, but the Nasdaq rose 66, the S&P declined 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
A Lebanese prosecutor.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Earlier this morning, a box truck hit a vehicle following about 20 bicyclists. That incident turned deadly, killing at least 5 and injuring 4 on U.S. 95 north of Searchlight. The Review Journal is reporting that it was an informal ride to celebrate one of the bicyclists' retirement. According to the Nevada Highway Patrol, U.S. 95 will be closed north of Searchlight until 6 p.m. for investigation and cleanup efforts. Nevada's 2020 high school graduation rate dropped 1.5 percentage points from a record 84.1% in 2019 to 82.6% this year. Clark County, the state's largest public school district and the 5th largest in the country, saw a decline of 2.6%. Disruption surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, which saw schools closing abruptly on March 16th, likely played a role in that downturn. North Las Vegas is helping to ease the financial burden of the COVID-19 crisis on some local businesses. The city is using $750,000 of federal coronavirus money to help small businesses, companies which have fewer than 100 employees. If you'd like to get some more information, you can go to NLVCares.com.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Reduced speeds on area freeways right now. 95 west at Decatur, 15 northbound at Oakey. A couple of crashes working too. Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda. The left lane is blocked there. And Interstate 15 southbound, that is at Russell.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend edition of Live and Local. Heidi Harris joining us. She used to join you 6 to 9 a.m. She sleeps in 3 hours now, and she joins you 9 till noon. Heidi, how you doing? How you holding up?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Thank you very much. How are you, my friend? I know these times are very tough for a lot of people, but, you know, I'm just persevering.
Well, in fact, we just had Pat Casale on, who I know you've known for many, many years. He had just lost his mom, Marlene, to the COVID-19 virus.
Yeah.
Couldn't visit her, couldn't hold her hand at the end, and it's so sad. But the trouble is that I'm starting to get more and more. I've had like 2 or 3 of these kind of things that have intersected with my life. And it's just kind of scary when it gets so close to you.
No, that's just terrible. And I know because my mom's got some health issues. I have not seen her since February. And if something like this were to happen to her, I wouldn't see her either at the end. And I understand, and my heart goes out to Pat. It's just, I can't even imagine. I mean, there's just no excuse for people not being able to see their loved ones at the end of their life in situations like this. It's just another one of the horrible things they've taken away from us.
Yeah, indeed. I'm just curious. All these, you know, we talk about the vaccine and all that. You think the vaccine's going to be a game changer in this thing?
No, I don't, because half the people don't want to take it. Every time you read another poll, it's about half the people who don't want it. A lot of people are saying, well, I'm going to wait and see what the side effects are. And we already hear, you know, stories of various side effects, which, you know, you're always going to have some of those with any shot. But here's the thing, Kevin. Let's put aside what I'm concerned about, because I'm not taking this thing. Let's put me aside for a second. People who might be willing to take the vaccine because they think their life is going to change, I'll go around and get the vaccine. I'll be one of the first ones. And then what? You still have to walk out, wear a mask, and everybody else is wearing a mask, and you still can't go to the stores, and you still can't go to restaurants, and you still can't see your family. So it's not even going to change your life, even if you race down there and get it.
Well, if it works, though, if it works, you can be out amongst them and not worry about getting it, because you won't get it. Am I right?
Well, I know. Well, I agree with that. If it works, that's true. If it works, I'm already feeling that way because I've already got, I feel somewhat, some kind of immunity. But that's not the point, is it? I mean, some people are scared. They feel like if they get this, they'll be in good shape. And that may be true after you get the second shot and after you wait a month after that. And then maybe you have a couple months immunity. So we don't know the truth on that. But a lot of people think that, to your question, they think that life's going to change once this vaccine comes out. And I'm saying it's going to be a long, long time before that happens, because you have to have a huge number of people who have actually had it, enough for the governors to take their thumb off of us, enough for businesses to be able to open up again, enough for conventions to come back again. And that's not going to happen in the next 6 months. It's not.
Let me just ask you, 100 million doses by February 1st. Do you buy that? Do you think that's realistic?
I don't know if we'll have 100 million. And, of course, the problem is, I mean, it'd be great if we did. We've already seen stories about how there are issues with the supply chain and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but even if we had 100 million, or if you got 300 million people in America, not everybody's going to get it, but 100 million doses, you'd cut that in half because people need two, so now you're down to 50 million.
You know what we need? It just occurred to me while you were talking. We need some good news. Because there's been so much bad news, economic bad news down on the Strip, all kinds of really horrible stuff. And I think some people are holding out hope that a vaccine will bring us good news. And the fact is, it may not.
Well, I think that from a spiritual perspective, putting your hope in anything like this is a waste of time, whether it's politicians, whether it's a vaccine's going to save us. Politicians are going to save us. A president's going to save us. I, as a person of faith, I never go along with that. But the more scary thing is the practical aspect, even taking the spirituality out of it, is, like I said, if you get it, has everyone else gotten it? Have enough other people gotten it to allow us to have the freedom again? Because these politicians love putting their thumb on us. They want to raise our taxes, which they'll try to do to make up for the deficit. They're trying to destroy businesses. So their goals of trying to destroy things and do the great reset that we keep hearing so much about, their goals in doing that are not going to be accomplished by everybody taking the vaccine. They're not going to let us off masks for any time in the future, I don't think.
Let me switch gears. 17 states have joined Texas in this election suit. They had until noon today to put forward their briefs to the U.S. Supreme Court. We talk about game changers. Is this a game changer or a Hail Mary?
You know what? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both, Kevin. I don't know. This may be their last shot, but my gosh, wouldn't it be amazing? I mean, I'm reading some promising things about it. You've seen those, too. If the Supreme Court were to look at this, because we know there were voting irregularities. We know that various state legislatures did things they shouldn't have done. We could go down the whole list, but there are a lot of problems with the election. And if we could get this overturned, even in a few states, oh my gosh, this would be unbelievable. It just cheers me up. You said we need some good news. It cheers me up to imagine another 4 years of Donald Trump, because you're seeing the people that Biden is lining up in his potential cabinet, and it's just frightening. And these people are just, oh my gosh, the worst of the lefty of the lefty of the lefty.
I want to ask you, though, that if the Supreme Court either refuses to hear, and by the way, the notion of Ted Cruz arguing in front of the U.S. Supreme Court is something that I'd pay to see, because I'm just guessing it would be really entertaining.
Well, Ted Cruz actually has argued before the Supreme Court several times, and he's won most of the cases He's a brilliant, brilliant man, as you know, just wrote a book about the Supreme Court, and I wish he'd be on the Supreme Court. I know he doesn't want to be, but I would love to actually watch that. I'm not sure if we'll be able to, but isn't it great, though, that he is willing to do this, potentially, in a situation where he obviously was not the biggest fan of President Trump. He's not looking at President Trump. He's letting bygones be bygones, and he's standing up for principle, because he knows that if they can get away with this time, we're sunk. The right will never win another election.
I want to ask you about Clark County and the fact that right now we've still got counting going on in Clark County District C, Stavros Anthony and Ross Miller. Ross Miller leading in that race by 10 votes. I'm not even sure that there is another step. We're going to talk with Stavros Anthony tomorrow afternoon at 5. But I'm just curious if this is the end. You put these things through a machine, you're probably going to get the same count. It's going to be a margin of 10, and you're going to be done. I'm just not sure that there is a plan C or D or E. Is there?
Well, you know what? I don't know, but apparently, as you mentioned, Ross Miller won by 10 votes, and then they said there were 139 ballots that came out that were a potential game changer in that situation. You don't know if all those ballots went one way or the other, but if that situation is resolved, I mean, who knows? I don't blame Stavros. I mean, it's a lot of money to have to spend for a recount if you're not ultimately, you'll become the victor. But you know what? Darn it! First of all, the county commission, you know what they did? They said, oh yeah, we'll do a recount because it's such a close race, and there were other ballots out there, and this and that. And then they turn around and change their mind because somebody made a phone call. What kind of crap is that? That's just wrong.
I'm going to switch gears real quick just for our final couple of minutes. I have so much fun when you come on. You do realize that.
Well, thank you, honey. I'm just going to call it like I see it. You know, it's like,
cut the crap. Come on. I just love it. I got to ask you, though. This came out earlier in the week, and I've been waiting to ask you about this. A story about Newsmax scoring a ratings victory over Martha McCallum and Fox News Channel. Again, it's just one show, one night. It might be an anomaly. We don't know. But Newsmax is trying to make inroads on Fox News. A lot of people disappointed in Fox News calling Arizona as early as they did, which may have swung the balance of power in some of these other states. Do you give them much of a chance? I mean, Fox has a pretty large head start.
Well, they do, and they've still got some great shows on Fox, obviously. Martha McCallum, I've been on her show. I've got nothing bad to say about her, but not the most scintillating personality on Fox, let's be honest. And they've got some really good ones on the Newsmax. They've got Greg Kelly and people like that, Chris Salcedo, and some others who are really
Spicer.
Good.
Sean Spicer?
Oh, please. Spicer has no business hosting a show. Kevin, have you seen it?
I have only seen snippets of it.
It's unwatchable. Okay, he's awful. I'm sorry. He's awful. And the last time I tuned in, I guess there's some girl co-hosting with him. I don't know who she is now, but he's not good. But Greg Kelly's great, and Chris Salcedo and some other people on Newsmax are excellent. And, you know, people are not necessarily looking for somebody to be Trump's champion, but they feel as if Fox has completely turned on Trump. And you know, by extension, a lot of people in the Republican Party, and they're just going, wait a minute, what happened here?
Somebody suggested, I've heard two suggestions over the course of the last month, and that is that what Trump should do, if indeed he is denied a second term, he should end up forming his own TV network called Trump TV, or the alternative to Facebook and Instagram and that kind of thing, kind of creating his own platform. Is that too big a lift even for Trump?
Well, listen, Trump likes to be a media star. He's very good at it. But it's one thing to be on TV. It's another thing to run a TV company. That's a whole different kettle of fish. So I don't know how that would work that well. But I think, you know, if they gave him a show on Newsmax or something like that or another network, that would be great. But as far as is Trump running some kind of media empire, I don't know how long that would last. And if the objective is doing nothing but trashing, you know, one side all the time, or it's to settle scores or anything like that, I don't think that'd be very successful.
Can we talk again tomorrow at 11:35?
You know what? Let's do it. I'm so excited. I love when you say 11:35. It's so much better than 8:35.
Or worse yet, oh, dark 30.
Oh, Absolutely, my friend. It is life-changing being on 9 to noon. So, and, of course, Mike Gallagher, you know him, he's fantastic, 6 to 9 in the morning. So, you know, he's been down there in Georgia keeping an eye on what's going on. So it's great to hear him in the morning while I'm preparing for my own show. It's great.
Oh, I just love it. And by the way, who besides me you have tomorrow?
Oh, we're going to talk. We have a lot to talk about, including the situation with Minnesota, which is rapidly deteriorating as far as the defund the cops. And that's causing a whole lot of consternation among the Democrats. Even Obama came out and criticized the defund the cops movement. And that is having terrible ramifications. Police officers very disheartened. Some of the things we'll talk about tomorrow.
I can't wait. That'll be tomorrow, 9 until noon with Heidi Harris. Heidi, thank you. Have a good night. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
I don't have to worry about saying it. Make sure you get some sleep, because I know she will. Heidi Harris joining us. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Thursday afternoon, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The year 2030 is a pivotal year for U.S. demographics. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2017 national population projections, by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than 65. What does that mean for those getting ready to retire now? For answers, we turn to America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think of that?
Well, Steve, it's all about having a proper plan, isn't it? I mean, we look at, well, we're putting money, we sock money into 401ks or wherever, individual stock market, whatever we're doing to try to build money for retirement. If you are doing that, now I'm speaking your language. If you're not, it's time to start, because most companies don't have pensions anymore. So we have to build our own pension. Building our own personal pension, very important. We call it pension maximization. Based on the money we've put away in our 401ks and the money that we put in the market or whatever, we have lump sums. I call that a lump sum time bomb, because we really don't know what that lump sum can translate to as far as a lifetime income that neither us or our spouse can outlive. Steve, that's the most important thing for peace of mind in retirement or approaching retirement, is knowing that we have income that's going to be there all the way through retirement. Way too many folks listening don't have this done. Every single time we meet with folks, about 5 out of 6 people have never heard about this. So let's make sure to get that pension maximization plan. You can also do it yourself if you want. You go to wealthreportcard.com, but we'll do it for you in a 22-step process behind the scenes. We start with a blank piece of paper. We design a plan based on what you want, need, and desire, based on what you've put aside. The next 10 people who call, Steve, this is over $1,000 value, because I'm going to give you a box set and a set of books as well. $1,000 value to get that peace of mind taken care of, no cost right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I was just thinking about this. I was watching Newsmax, and they've been covering the Eric Swalwell thing. This just stinks to high heaven. I don't know how much you know about this, but Eric Swalwell is a is just nuts. He gets involved with this alleged Chinese spy in some sort of honeypot thing. She is helping him get interns, so she's pumping Chinese nationals into his office and into other offices, in the capital. It's just bizarre what's going on. And then today, Nancy Pelosi. In fact, let's say we squeeze this in before we go to break. This is cut three, and this is Nancy Pelosi saying she has no concern over Eric Swalwell and the so-called Chinese spy. Listen to this nonsense.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell. There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years in terms of their undue influence at universities in our country and the overtures they try to make to members of Congress. In terms of Mr. Swalwell, in the spring of 2015, the leadership of the House and the committee were informed that overtures from a Chinese person were being made to members of Congress. When that was made known to the members of Congress, it was over. You know, that was the end of any communication with those people. So it isn't, I think we should make sure that everybody knows what they are being subjected to. But I don't know that it means that we have to black background checks for every intern who comes into the Capitol. I do think that it's unfortunate that Mr. McCarthy is trying to make an issue of this when his leadership, we all found out at the same time, the Republican leadership and that several members had been approached.
Were you briefed on this?
We were all at the same moment, the House Republican and Democratic leaders and the leadership of the briefed at the same moment. Make sure you know that, because he keeps going around saying, when did they know? We knew when they knew. And that, at that time, that was the end of it. But you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to deflect attention from the fact that he has QAnon in his delegation over there. And that, I think, is a danger terms of our debate here about what the possibilities are for undue influence to members of Congress.
Nancy Pelosi shuffling papers almost nervously. It just stunk to high heaven. And the fact is, there's no concern over Eric Swalwell. I'm going to tell you, a guy that is on the Intelligence Committee is having an interlude, if you will, with a Chinese spy. Does that bother anybody? Anybody out there within the sound of my voice that says, that might not be right? I can't wait to hear from John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. I'll bet you he'll go nuts over this thing. And you'll be hearing from him in the next day or so. I can just about promise you. He is one of the most honest people in Congress, and when he digests all of this Eric Swalwell thing, to me, it makes my skin crawl. I'm sorry, but it does. Coming up in our next half hour, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And you know how that works. For those of you that are new to the program, our last half hour is devoted to you. Yeah. We, for the first 2.5 hours, tell you what it is we're going to be talking about. It's the news of the day. It's stuff that's happening right now. It's not yesterday's news. It's today's news. And we try and keep you updated on what you missed while you were at work or buzzing around at home.